Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Continue to thank God for 1 year of his faithfulness, that he's made a way when there was no way. Oh, church, I thought you would put your hands together. Hallelujah. And it is of his grace and mercies that we are not consumed. And this morning, the testimonies we are going to hear will tell you how God has delivered some brethren from death. I see God delivering you in the name of Jesus. So let's put our hands together and welcome Sister Delecta Manuel. Oh, encourage her with a clap offering. Oh, keep clapping, keep clapping, keep clapping. Hallelujah. Okay, so introduce yourself.
My name is Delecta Manuel.
Okay.
And I'm with the Sweet Influence.
Ah! What has the Lord done for you?
God delivered me from an accident.
Wow. God delivered you from an... Oh, did you hear her? Then put your hands together for the Lord. Okay, so how did it happen?
I'm a national service personnel.
Okay.
And I work in Joulu. And I live in Tema Community.
Joulu is in the Upper East Region. Yeah, sorry, it's in Accra.
And I live in Community 3. So every day I use the motorway to get to work. Mm. And I go by Uber. So every day.
You go
day,
by?
Uber.
Uber, wow. Challenge. Our flex. She goes by Uber. Allow. Please go
so
on.
So every day I go by Uber.
So every day you ply the motorway using Uber?
Yes.
Okay.
So on one of the days,
okay,
I was going to work as usual.
You were going to work as usual?
Yes.
Okay.
And I used the motorway as usual.
Mm.
So we were on the motorway.
Okay.
Yes. And we were going as usual when
in
all
your
of
Uber,
us.
Uber, right?
Yes. Yes. When all of a sudden the car in front of us swerved into the other lane.
Okay, so
we
were
in the inner lane.
You were in the inner lane.
Yes, so the car swerved into the other lane.
There was a car in front of you.
Yes, it was a trotuous. Okay. Just swerved suddenly.
And how many of us know that the inner lane is not for slow moving cars? So you were on a certain speed.
Yes. So the car, the trotuous just swerved suddenly.
He swerved.
Then all of a sudden, we just saw that there was a stationary vehicle in the inner lane.
Wait, are you talking about the outer lane or the inner lane?
The inner lane.
The speed lane.
Yes, the speed
you
lane.
You saw a stationary vehicle.
Yes.
Parked.
Parked in the middle
wow.
of the road.
Wow.
So our driver tried to stop the car, but he couldn't stop
wow.
fast enough. So we crashed into
wow, the, you was, crashed?
Yes. It was a four-wheel drive, and we just crashed with the little car into the four-wheel drive.
Wow.
Yes, but I want to thank God.
Hey, put church, can you hear this testimony? Put your hands together for Jesus.
I want to
know. You take your time. So you were in the inner lane. Your Uber driver was moving with a certain speed. Let's say 80 or 100.
Yes.
And then there was a trotro in front of you
yes.
that suddenly moved to the outer lane.
Yes.
Only for you to get into what?
The inner lane and realize that there was a stationary car in the inner lane of the motorway.
Wow.
Yes. So we crashed into the car.
You crashed into the car?
Yes.
On the motorway?
On the motorway.
Wow.
I want to thank God that... Even
and
though
you are standing here,
I'm standing
alive.
Here, alive.
Hey, church,
well.
Are you seated? Put your hands together for Jesus. Hey! Wow.
Yes. I want to thank God that we all, everyone in the car escaped unhurt.
Everyone
nothing,
in
no
the
one.
Car escaped unhurt.
Even the driver who hit the other car, nothing happened to
oh,
him.
Oh, church, appreciate God. Wow.
And every day when I'm going to work, I keep, like, my mantle. The
you
mantle,
keep what in your bag?
The mantle Bishop
the mantle
Sam gave to us.
Bishop Sam
is always
over
in my bag.
In
yes.
church?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So I want to thank...
And the day the incident happened, the
it
mantle
was... in my
was...
bag.
Wow.
As usual.
Wow.
I want to thank Bishop Sam for his prayers.
Oh, church.
That covers all of us.
Put your hands
and
together.
I want to thank God that I'm standing here because a lot of people... get into accidents and they don't make
they don't
it out
make it.
Especially on the, motorway.
On the motorway,
but I am here by God's
hallelujah.
grace.
Hallelujah. Oh church, let's appreciate God for delivering our sister. Hallelujah. So what do you have to tell the church?
I want to say that you should really believe in our prophet because he prays for us and he cares for us
and he cares
every
for us.
Day.
Wow.
And we are covered because of him.
We are
so
covered
say,
because we have
thank
a pastor.
You.
Thank you,
and
Bishop.
God
Sam.
Bless you, Bishop.
Oh,
Sam.
Church, let's appreciate God for delivering her. Hallelujah. She's standing here only because God made a way. Hallelujah. And see, as that's here, your sister, you can, do you want to speak it? Say it in tree. Okay, oh sorry, then you're coupon say the word Geneva accident. Most in there, and maybe I wait from no this year, yeah, on a motor when you down a car, be always one any more swerve. Now, only for one car, no Uber car, no one there, another car, wa park, wa motor when in inner lane. But you're coupon now, don't bunny be Anton. Oh, sorry, let me him there, but won't serve. Hallelujah. Into all sorry, then you're coupon say. Now, I do Bishop Samasi, that they be our bon payment. Also, them then assembly scene and the mantle handkerchiefs na bishop or bompe goodun no shiny bag. We told Jesus there bishop name pibo na mantle no deliver no. Mumu de yanku pon or each way from Musubiarum. Oh, yes, to them. Oh, let's appreciate our sister as she takes her seat. Hallelujah. Oh, church, put your hands together for the Lord. And I see God delivering you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is of his grace and mercies that we are not consumed. Someone say, another powerful testimony. Oh, and I see God giving you one more testimony in the name of Jesus. Let's put our hands together and welcome our sister, Selom Royal, as she shares her testimony. Oh, church, let's encourage her with a clap offering. Hallelujah. Keep clapping, keep clapping, keep clapping. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, so introduce yourself.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I'm Selom Royal. I'm in the prayer ministry. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Amen. This is what the Lord has done for my family. Amen.
Amen.
A couple of months ago,
okay,
as usual, we came to church.
Okay.
We are always happy when we want to come to church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And after closing, we do our normal shepherdorial activities. So we were here.
So you say it and then I translate.
Oh, okay.
Also, our friend Selom Royal, in our prayer ministry. Now, we soon be away to Mukon Wabas. Sorry, they be a Wabas. Sorry, I know when you are the Wabas.
So we closed from church. I think we left here about 5 something. We got home 5:30.
So us open our sorry, no, we're around Kakara. We're here when Ejuma. Now we do fear by 5:30.
So when we got home, because I was entering a data, I was not able to finish because of network. So I stood outside. I said, no, I have to send this thing before I enter my room.
I like that part. She said she was entering her data.
She says
you are a shepherd.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes, where we are.
So you were accounting for your sheep.
Yes, I was accounting for my sheep.
So if you are a shepherd here, you know what to do.
So
right?
I said I'm determined, because if I enter, I may do something else and forget.
Hey.
So I stood outside and I spent almost about 15 more.
You wait a bit. So shepherd, Sunday shouldn't pass when you haven't entered your data. Because you see, through that you receive the testimony. Okay. Until now, so I a shepherd. Until you feel no pede ni sheep na was a man no or pede or account for ni sheep na sign a wako inside. Please go on.
Yes, so after I was able to do it, I opened the door and I realized that the room was very hot.
You opened your door?
Yes, to enter. Realized that the room was very hot. And
wow.
My son said, Mommy, the room is hot. Oh. So I said, oh, what is happening? So quickly, I entered the kitchen. I opened the kitchen door and I entered. And I realized that, no, the kitchen was extremely hot.
Wow.
And I realized, and I look around, what is happening? I realized I've left my gas stove on.
Hey.
Since morning. It seems I was preparing for my children, so we were getting late. So I had to go and dress up quickly before I come lift whatever I was cooking on the fire. And it seems I forgot.
You left your stove on.
Yes, I didn't know how
from
I forgot.
From morning.
Yes, I didn't
so
turn it on.
So the time you got home, almost 6 p.m.
Almost 6 p.m.
Wow.
I realized that I didn't know how I forgot to turn it off before leaving for church. So we realized that all the windows were closed.
All the windows were shut.
Yes. We had to open
it. And your house
quickly.
Was not burnt down.
Not at all.
Church,
it was
I
not
don't
bent.
Think you heard.
It was
oh,
not bent.
Oh, church, let's appreciate God. Hey!
Hallelujah.
You see, we should not take certain things for granted.
Yes.
Because this year, one morning, we woke up to the news of the death of 5 people.
Yes.
So it was a mother, her 2 months or 3 months old baby,
and
a 2-year-old child.
Yes. Mother-in-law.
A nephew or a niece, plus a mother-in-law. They were all burnt to death. Hallelujah. So if she's standing here telling us that she left her stove on from morning till evening and nothing happened to them. Oh, church, let's
Hallelujah.
Appreciate God. Hallelujah.
The Lord has been good.
Hey. Wow.
So we're so... Marvel, and we say God loved us so much, and we are grateful to God. And that was the first one. The second one.
You hold on. So what's in there? What do you fear? No. What call inside? No one there. It didn't more wire show. I call kitchen. What call share? No stove. I know it's years. But no. We just do fit and a pack. Kept me. You bring Nyamina drum. Boni biara and tone one. Hallelujah. Missing Nyamina drum. Boni biara and tone. I was yes to demo.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So I just shared it with my lady Reverend Forua.
Okay.
And then she
but
said,
you
okay.
Share it in church.
No, she said I should send it to you. But in fact, I forgot. Anytime I come to church, I'll get home, then something will tell me that, oh, you forgot to give your testimony. So it continues. And then One other day too, we had a prayer time with one of my group, midnight. So we finished 1 o'clock.
So you prayed up to 1 a.m.?
Yes.
Okay.
I couldn't sleep before that time, so I was just also after the 1 a.m. I said, oh, I want something to eat, so I feel hungry. So I went to the kitchen.
At 1 a.m.? Hey.
I went to the kitchen just
if some of us eat at 1 a.m., our sizes, it's not fair. You eat at 1 a.m., please go on.
That is another blessing of the Lord.
It's another blessing.
So after I finished, it seems I was trying to hit something still. Before I realized, I dozed off.
So you left something on fire.
After I finished whatever I wanted to eat, yes. And I lowered the stove so that it would just simmer.
But you didn't put it off.
I didn't put it off. Because I'm around, so I said, oh, let me just look at it, and then before I go to sleep, before I realized, I just dozed off.
You had dozed off?
I've dozed off.
And what time did you wake
and
up?
And I woke up almost 6 a.m.
6 a.m. From 1 a.m. to 6 a.m.
1 a.m.
And what had happened?
The thing got bent. Actually, everything got bent.
But did anybody get bent in the house?
Nobody got bent.
Did the house get bent?
Not at all.
Oh,
nothing,
church.
Nothing.
Are
nothing
you seated?
Nothing
give the Lord
bent.
A shout.
Nothing got bent. Nothing got bent. It's just by the blessing of the Lord. So that one is this second time.
This is the second time.
So all the time when I come to church, I say, I'll get to auntie. I didn't want to test it. So I said, no, let me come to her and share it with her so that she would testify.
The Lord delivered but I you come a second
and,
time.
Yes, I come and...
But you didn't testify.
I didn't testify.
If the so, Lord has done something for you and I
could
know
you
that
believe that as I just think about it, I say, why is it I'm forgetting? And then I had a dream and Bishop Sam came to my... I had a dream and I saw Bishop Sam.
Wow.
He came to my house. I was happy. This is the second time I was seeing Bishop Sam. I was very happy.
You saw Bishop in your dream?
Yes.
Wow.
And then he came with a Bible and then he was sharing the word of God with me. So we sat in my sitting room.
I see Bishop coming to your house. Wow.
We sat in my sitting room and he was sharing the word of God. I was enjoying it. I was happy. So I said, oh, Bishop, let me go and fix something in the kitchen for you.
Hey.
So when I went, I realized that I was trying to do omelette.
That's
egg and yes.
Wow.
So I was so happy that I left it on the fire and I came to Bishop. I came to Bishop and we continue the discussion. So
you were preparing omelette for Bishop
yes,
in your dream.
I said I'm going to prepare it for him.
Oh, I appreciate God. I see Bishop appearing in your dream.
Yes, it's a blessing. I was very happy.
Okay.
So we continued the discussion and then all of a sudden Bishop said I should follow him. So I follow him and Bishop led me to the kitchen.
When
we
got
yes, in the dream. When we got to the kitchen, the omelette was bent.
Wow.
So Bishop said, have you seen what the Lord has done
have
to you again?
Have you seen what the Lord
has
done
for you again? It means he has delivered me
he has
again
delivered
from
you
fire.
Again.
Yes.
Wow.
And I said, no, this thing, I'm delaying in giving the testimony.
Yes.
So come what may, I have to share it with the church so that they will know that we have a father.
So Bishop had to appear in your dream for you to know what the Lord has done. Hey!
Is that I'm trying to overlook it, but
yes.
It's a major miracle.
It's a major
and I want
miracle.
To tell the church that if you have a testimony, don't just bebelose it. Just come, glorify the name of the Lord, and then testify because somebody will take his blessing from it or her blessing.
Hallelujah.
So, Bishop, I'm so grateful. God bless you for being a father over our life,
Hallelujah.
A prophet over our life, and always praying for us. Church, do not take where you are for granted. Because there's blessing. The Lord is keeping us.
Wow.
Amen.
Oh, church, appreciate God for such a powerful testimony. Hallelujah. So God delivered her twice. God delivered her twice. She didn't testify about it until Bishop appeared in her dreams. Uh-huh. So don't wait till Bishop appears in your dreams. Hallelujah. But I believe that these are major deliverances. Oh, church, let's appreciate God that if December has met these brethren, hallelujah, it is the grace of God. So I want to encourage you that you are in a good place. Believe in the covering that we have from Bishop Sam, hallelujah. And as long as you remain here, you will not be consumed in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Now you wouldn't believe how things have changed for me. I am walking on the streets of gold, enjoying my crowns and my rewards. If you could see me now, I'm in heaven and it's really, really nice. Everything we read, everything we believe has come to pass. It's like a dream. My friends I left behind, don't cry as though you have no hope. Know that the word of God is true. Forgiven for my mistakes, many good points for all my good work. I'm happier than I thought I'd ever be. If you could see me now, you wouldn't believe how things have changed for me. I am walking on the streets of gold, enjoying my crowns and my rewards. If you could see me now, everything we read and everything we believe has come to pass. It's like a dream. I was scared when I was called. It was time for my judgment, but it wasn't that bad after all. I was forgiven for my mistakes, many good points for all my good work. I'm happier than I ever thought I'd be. If you could see me now, you wouldn't believe how things have changed for me. I am walking on the streets of gold, enjoying my crowns and my rewards. If you could see me now, I am in heaven and it's really, really nice. Everything we read and everything we believe come to pass. It's like a dream. Then I met up with Jesus. Jesus spoke kindly to me. He looked at me and he smiled at me. I'm in my mansion now, just like we were promised, and I'm waiting for you all to join me. You could see me now, you wouldn't believe how things have changed for me. I am walking on the streets of gold, joy in my crowns and my reward. If you could see me now, I'm in heaven and it's really, really, really nice. Everything we read and everything we believe has come to pass. It's like a dream.
Hallelujah. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? A thankful heart creates a thankful home. That means that a thankful heart or being thankful can create something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So thanksgiving is a very powerful thing. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, we give you glory for this day and what you have for us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Shake the person standing next to you. Say something powerful to the person. Something powerful to the person. Introduce yourself to the person. Wonderful. Amen.
Amen.
It's powerful to be in church today. And I believe that we are going to be blessed. I had two directions. One is a vision or a dream or a trance. I cannot tell. And one is a word. Amen.
Amen.
The voice I heard, the word was that today, when you go, take communion of healing. Take communion of healing. You know, so I immediately sent a text to the people in charge of communion and said, we are going to take communion for healing and deliverance. Then this morning, God, I didn't say healing and deliverance. I say healing.
Hey.
So there's a difference between healing and deliverance. So today, if there's anything worrying you in your life concerning any medical problem, you are going to be healed. And some of you may have to take some to administer to somebody who is not well. And healing will come. Do you believe it? Those who believe it will benefit from this word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then the second word is also nice. That probably was a vision or dream, or I can't tell. But I remember when I was sitting here. In that dream, I saw faces, but I've forgotten the faces. I wish I could remember the faces. Because one particular person, when he came, I even spoke with him. But do you want to know the dream? I made an altar call for people to come for envelopes. In the dream, I thought I made an altar call for people to come for envelopes. But I realized that I was rather giving out 50 CD notes.
Envelope. Envelope. 50 CD notes.
You know, I don't talk like this. I don't talk like this. So when I'm saying these things, and these are spiritual things, I realized that, in fact, it was when I realized I was giving people 50 CD notes.
50 CD notes na me microphone.
That I noticed that I've called people for envelopes, because I didn't know that I've called for envelopes.
And Sammy Hun said, my friend called some magic envelopes.
So I was wondering why I was giving the money.
Let me be sad, didn't I make this magic chest case?
And I saw faces. But unfortunately, I've forgotten the faces.
Hey,
I wish I could remember the faces. And I'll call you to come for your 50. Is that the highest denomination? That's the highest denomination. Some I gave one, some I gave two, and I was giving the money. As many as believe, you'll benefit from this dream. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have been talking about thanksgiving, isn't it?
Psalm 92.
Verse 1 and 2. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto his name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and and thy faithfulness every night. Psalm 22 verse 3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel.
Wow, what is Israel for?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, what this is saying is that, especially Psalm 22 verse 3 says that thanksgiving creates a natural atmosphere for continuous presence of God. And probably that's the only point I'm going to talk about
today.
I have so many, but we can talk about another time. Thanksgiving creates a natural presence or continuous presence. It creates a natural atmosphere for continuous presence of God.
Bible
says he inhabits the praises. He lives in thanksgiving. So anytime you come to church and there is praises, we are thanking the Lord. I want you to be part of it and be thankful always. At home, everywhere, take the presence of God with you. He inhabits the praises. He lives in it. And if God is living with you, it means he will take care of anything that comes against you. And he also take care of your needs. That is why I want to encourage you to take seriously every time of praise and worship. Probably next week or another time.
I'm sure next week
I'll let you know how praise and worship is a form of warfare. I've already spoken about it. Okay, how praise and worship is a form of warfare. So anytime you are coming to church, make sure you meet the praise and worship. Make sure you are in for the time of singing. Because God lives in the praises of his children. The songs they sing, the praises we sing, all put together create a natural atmosphere for God to be around. Finally,
Nehemiah 12:42.
Why you must be around for praise and worship.
At the Kronte, praise and worship drew us.
It's very, very important. Nehemiah 6:12-46. It says, for in the days of David and Asaph of old,
David ni Asaph mrenimuno,
there were chief of the singers and songs of praises and thanksgiving unto God.
Na nyum tufoa him for ewo hoa omotu nyum ema nyame.
But in another trans, I think the NIV or so,
NIV,
I forgot the trans, they said that the custom of having choir directors to lead the choirs in hymns of praise and thanksgiving to God began long ago in the days of David and Asaph.
So
the custom of having choir directors to lead the choirs in hymns and praise and thanksgiving to God. It was a very important thing. And that's why in the days of David
and Asaph,
it was instituted that for every assembling of the people, they should be singing and they should be praises. Because they understood the importance of praise and worship. So I want to encourage all of you. Maybe on your own, you may be singing at home and everything. But the time of praise and worship in church,
praise and worship time,
or corporate time of praise and worship, is a very powerful moment. Many miracles actually take place during those times. Many breakthroughs take place during those times. So always make sure that you are around for praise and worship. And when you come,
now
be part of it. Don't just be there and say, we are waiting for service to start. What is the service? When the ladies are singing, the men are singing. It is part of the choir directors leading us in songs of praises to God. And I tell you, there are powerful moments that God will bless you. Worship is a weapon. Thanksgiving is a weapon. And we should use it well. Next week, God willing, we'll talk about the the praise and worship as a weapon.
To
defeat the enemy. And he said that God will bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Wow. Now, we want to do what God wants us to do. I want us to take our communion. But before we take the
communion,
I want to pray for all those who want to give your life to Jesus. Because I
would
say, if you take this in an unworthy manner, instead of healing, you have sickness. Instead of blessing, you have a curse. Instead of blessing, you have a curse. So I want you to take it in a worthy manner. One of the only ways, in fact, the main way you can take it in an unworthy manner is if you take it as an unbeliever. And also if you know that there is sin in your life and you have not repented of it. So I want to give you an opportunity to give your life to Jesus. Maybe this is your first time of coming here. Someone invited you here.
And that's a tone safre.
Is there anybody who invited anybody to church?
Obi has said tone safre obi.
You brought anybody to church? You can also go and bring the person to the front. But today is your first time of coming. Someone invited you to church. And you want to give your life to Jesus. Those who invited them, go and bring them. And if it's your first time coming, also come to the front. I want to pray for you.
Mr. Obrahasi.
Except maybe you came for an outdooring or something. But come to the front. Today is your first time of coming. Someone invited you. Go and bring the person you invited. Or as you want to give your life to Jesus, as you come to church, just come.
Mr. Obra.
And let's put our hands together for them as they come. Let's put our hands together for them as they come. Whilst they are here, and the understanding campaign people are helping them.
Understanding campaign for Ebo Amono.
Pastors and leaders, I want you to share the communion to all the people seated. Just share the communion. God said, let them take it for healing. You are going to be healed of any sickness, any disease. Whatever the sickness is. Some of your sicknesses are spiritual sources. And they are, some too are from medical sources. But you shall be healed. As they share the communion. We shall, when you take it, don't eat it. We shall all eat it together.
That's all we are meant the answer.
We shall all take it together. Please share yourself very, very well so that everyone will get some.
So if
you want some for anybody at home, you take yours first. The one will finish, you raise your hand, they come and you take another one. Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
He says, let them take communion for healing. Let them take communion for healing. I don't know the source of your sickness. I don't know what you are going through. But God wants that problem to stop. That sickness to be healed. The name of Jesus. Wonderful. Wonderful. So those of you here, I know some of you are just visitors. You are visitors. Somebody invited you, you came, and you have decided to join the church. That's good. Some of you too are giving your life to Jesus. But the whole church, you are going to join together. Now, he said what? Take communion for healing. Any form of sickness, disease in your life, God is going to heal you. This healing can even be more than physical. Spiritual healing, financial healing, economic healing, every form of healing, but especially medical, things to do with medical healing. God is healing you. Amen.
Amen.
But for those, all of us to join those who are in front of
you,
believe in your heart, say it with all of us. Let's go. Jesus, I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
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 I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart
that Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ
is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
He came to die.
He came to die
for my sins.
For my sins.
From today.
From today.
I confess.
I confess
of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
Forgive me.
Forgive me
for my sins.
For my sins.
Forgive me.
Forgive me
of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
And wash me.
And wash me
with your blood.
With your blood.
Jesus.
Jesus.
From today.
From today.
I say.
I say.
You are my Lord.
You are my Lord.
I will no longer serve Satan.
I will no longer serve Satan.
I am yours.
I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are mine.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You can continue to pray. If there's any other sin you want to confess, you are going to pray. But for those of you here, I want Pastor Kingsley to lead us to
Pastor. Munkendi mechika si eradi Yesu. Meda wase. Sewa jeme. Enne. Mesrew. For me boni amaye nyina cheme. Natural me din. Ewon kwa humanim. Enne. Mesrew. Me mpese me kwa bonsem jem. Inti. Me de makuma mao. Me fa Yesu. Se me kra jen kwa. Meda wase. Sewa jeme. Oh, yes, amen.
Amen. Now, can you give them their communion? If you are born again, to be fast, two people should be sharing. Go and start from the other side. She will start from here. If you are born again,
what do you want my yes to wait me after communion?
You believe you are born again.
What do you want my yes to wait me after communion?
He says, let them take for healing. Let them take for healing. Every healing you are believing God for. Emotional healing. Psychiatric healing. Whatever you are receiving it. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And speak to yourself what you need to be healed. And believe it. Believe it. That you are being healed. In the name of Jesus. Father. You can open it and take the bread to wasi. No, man, kasa be drink no. Where bread no? No bread ni shim. I think they may need help. Ha. Good. Ewe bubu no. Can I have another one for her? What till rubber no swa? When you remove the rubber, then the bread will come.
What bread?
She needs one. Who is it that?
No afa we. Till rubber. So remove.
Replace it with the other one. Just help her. Okay. This is the bread and this is the wine.
We any bread on
we are going to pray. When we pray, believe. And take it.
Nafa.
You are receiving your healing. The woman with issue of blood, I tied the hem of his garment and I was made whole. You are partaking of his body and be whole. And his blood will be whole. But she said within herself, whatever you are believing God for, for God to heal you, you are receiving your healing today. Let us stand to our feet. Father, thank you for this time of healing. This moment of divine healing. Every part of our body. What the doctors have said. What people have said. How we feel in our own bodies. Lord, we ask you to heal us. Heal us emotionally. Heal our finances. Heal us physically. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for your body that was broken for us. Bless it. In Jesus' name. His body.
His body.
The body of Jesus.
The body of Jesus.
You are taking your healing. There is no medicine
that can
be more than this. The body of Jesus. Anything that couldn't survive in the body of Christ cannot survive in you. Wow. This one, you just remove it. If you are not able to, you can just punch it. This is blood. His blood.
where any moja.
He said they should take communion for healing.
Or see emfa.
You are receiving your healing. Anything that is a problem in your life that needs to be healed, you are receiving it in the name of Jesus. Father, touch this cup. Receive it as your blood that was shed for us.
We
take it for our healing in Jesus' name. His blood. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you.